streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the end of our week here on Early Edge and five more best bets for the night in sports. I am the coach. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sports Line, the best value in all sports betting. And it's not close. We have absolutely no time to waste on this show. Let's bring in the stars. You know them. You love them. We got the Speculator. We got Zach Attack. And, of course, the Maestro as well. Specty, we got to jump right in. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, we got to get back on track out of what was an ugly game yesterday. And so we're going to go Anthony Edwards over 38.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Last seven games for Edwards, he's averaging 44.9 points, rebounds, and assists. And he's gone over his line from the books six out of those last seven games, only missing one of them by one single unit there. The Magic are also 21st in the league in defensive rating. And the last time these two teams played, Edwards had 35 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists, totaling to 49 PRA. And if you want any extra little incentive from Anthony Edwards, he just got snubbed from the All-Star team. I like this spot for him against the Magic.
I like it a lot tonight, too. They're a team, they play fast. They don't play great defense. They keep it competitive. So at least we hope it won't be a blowout, because that's what kills these bets.
Yeah.
It's the blowouts that we see sometimes, right? So we see. I know you're going to get back on track today, Specty. I have faith in you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go from our lead data scientist who's working his butt off these days to another man who's doing the same thing from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. Zach Attack, you are up, sir.
All right. I'm diving into the NBA a player prop tonight, under on Gary Trent Jr., under 19.5 total points. Gary Trent Jr., the Toronto Raptor, has continued to excel. He's averaging 19 points per game. And over the last month, he's actually averaging 21 points per game. But I look at Toronto. They are on a lengthy West Coast road trip. Tonight will mark their sixth straight game on the road. And his field goal percentage is waning towards the end of this trip, Gary Trent Jr. And he also had one of his least productive games this year against the Houston Rockets. 30 minutes of action, 8 shot attempts, and only scored 11 points. So that's noteworthy tonight. Take his under 19.5 points.
Take the under and watch him not score all night long. Zach Attack, thank you very much. All right, I got two big plays today. Yesterday I cashed one with our golf play, but today we're going to go two plays. And we talked about before the show with the Speculator how the unders have started to come in the NBA, and there's a shift. And sometimes there's a lag in the shift to go from overs to unders. So what's been happening, because I noticed last night, first halves have been cashing, and then they slow it down in the second half. For example, the Pacers last night with the Lakers, they scored 121 in the first half, 102 in the second half. We're starting to see that a lot. So what are we going to do tonight? We have two teams that play rapid fire. They play very, very fast. And Haliburton, did you watch him last night against the Lakers? He is phenomenal. So we're going to go first half over 121 minus 110. These two won't slow it up in the first half like they will the second half. So let's try to figure this thing out. Then our other play, little juicy, but as you know, here at the brand, sometimes the juice is worth the squeeze. The Wizards minus 155 on the money line. The reason I'm taking the points out, Damian Lillard has been very, very good. He's averaging 39 points a game in his last 11. So I just need the Wizards to win this game. You're like, Wizards against the Blazers? You've been sleeping on them. They're one of the best teams in the NBA right now and have the longest winning streak at 6, going for 7 tonight. And they did most of that damage, if not all, on the road. This is their first home game since January 21st. They're going to be pumped. They're going to be psyched. They're going to be ready. Wizards money line minus 155. All right, Maestro, it's your turn. Bring us home.
I love the Nevada Wolfpack and what they've done this season. They lost two of their best players to the transfer portal, and they've rallied together. They're playing great defense, but this is a terrible spot tonight. After a game where the Students rushed the court after beating San Diego State, the second straight home win over a ranked team, and now they host Air Force. 11.5, too many points on MGM. You can get 11.5. Air Force is feisty. You know, they were 8-point dogs the other night, lost by 7. They have that tendency to hang around. I will take 11.5 with the Falcons. And then one Super Bowl prop, which is definitely on the move, Mahomes over 38.5 pass attempts, minus 125 at DK. Other books already up to 39.5, open 37.5. I mean, last week he threw 43 times on the bad ankle in a game they were leading or tied the entire time. Now the ankle's going to be better. I think it's going to be on Patrick Mahomes. You look at his playoff history, he routinely goes over this number, over 38.5 for Patrick Mahomes.
All right. Very, very good. Love those two plays. Big Cheesy's telling me. Now, the articles I read is that Halliburton was questionable but probably would play. If you're reading somewhere that he's not, I still like this play. He's only been back for 2 days. So they played a lot without him, and they cast a lot of overs. So whether he plays or not, I still love this play with the Pacers and the Kings tonight. My apologies. All right. I couldn't remember who they were playing. Here's the recap, courtesy of AB on the ones and the twos. Maestro's on the Air Force plus 11.5. That's a late start tonight, 11 o'clock Eastern time, if you want to stay up for that. Only 8 o'clock where I live. Patrick Mahomes, over 38.5 pass attempts. They have no running game. This is a great play. Get it early before it goes to 39 or potentially 40. Who knows? Then the speculator, he's on Anthony Edwards, over 38.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Zach Attack, Gary Trent Jr., let's fade him under 19.5 points. And whether or not Halliburton plays, I still love this. First half, over 121, Kings Pacers. Kings will press the pace the entire 24 minutes. And then the Wizards, 6-game winning streak. First game at home since January 21st. Love this play just to beat the Blazers. Take the points out of it. All right, don't forget, we're heading to the Super Bowl on Sunday. Me and the Maestro will be there all next week. Turn on your notifications wherever we have a show. Whenever we start a show, you will be notified. But in the meantime, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these N5 tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Zach Attack, Maestro, the Speculator, AB on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. Have a great weekend. Pay it forward. Be positive. We'll get through this lull together, because that's what we do at the Early Edge, where sometimes we do it in 5. Good luck.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.